All right, everyone, get ready, because today we're diving headfirst into the metaverse and what it means for the future of sales. Not gonna lie, this one's a real mind bender.
Oh, yeah.
Luckily, we've got some incredible insights to unpack from people way smarter than us.
That's for sure.
We're talking Dr. Andreas Kone. He's like the innovation guru, you know.
Oh, yeah, if you don't know him.
And Ralph H. Comore, B2B sales legend.
The OG.
They both say this is going to be bigger than the internet boom. So
yeah,
buckle up.
Yeah, what really struck me is how we tend to think metaverse.
Right.
And we picture, like, you know, all this futuristic tech, right?
Yeah, totally.
But really, at its core, it's all about how we connect with each other on a much deeper level than, I don't know, the internet's ever really allowed.
So we're not going to waste time on what is the metaverse.
Mm.
I think most people get that by now.
Right.
But what does it actually look like, you know, day to day, especially for sales?
Because yeah.
I got to admit, I'm picturing my kids' VR games, and I'm not sure I see the connection to closing deals.
Well, Kone really nailed it when he said, think about those online fitting rooms popping up everywhere.
Okay, yeah.
You know, where you can try on clothes virtually. It's basically that, but like amplified. 1,000 times over.
Yeah.
With augmented reality, virtual reality, AI, all working together.
Wow.
So imagine your customer, they're not just looking at a picture of a product, they're practically running their hands over it.
Oh.
In a virtual showroom. Like, they can almost feel the stitching, you know?
Okay. Now that I can see being a game changer. But Comore's take on this is
it's a lot.
A little more intense.
It is a lot, yeah.
Like, are we talking about replacing entire sales teams with, like, robots?
Well, not robots exactly. More like evolving what a sales team, even IS. Imagine if instead of managing, say, 10 salespeople, you've got 10 incredibly persuasive meta-human sales associates working for you 24/7. Because in the metaverse, your top performer isn't limited by geography or even sleep. Comore really sees that as the future.
That's both amazing and a little terrifying, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, closing a deal in your pajamas sounds great. Until you realize your competition's doing it from, well, anywhere in the metaverse.
Yeah, like, I don't know, any big change, right? It's about adapting. But the good news is a lot of the, like, core principles of sales, those don't go away. Building relationships, understanding your customers' needs, all that.
Right.
Comore even says that personalized experiences, which, you know, those are already huge online.
Totally.
Those are going to be even more important in the metaverse.
So it's not about replacing humans. It's more like giving them superpowers.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to wrap my head around this. Instead of just telling me about a product, you're going to, like, drop me into an experience.
Yeah, exactly. Let's say you're selling software, right?
Right.
Imagine using AI to kind of track what your customer's doing in the metaverse. Like, what are they drawn to? What are their pain points? And then you use that info to create a VR demo that's just for them, one they can actually interact with. I mean, talk about engagement.
Okay, that's seriously cool. But also, part of me is like, whoa, information overload.
Yeah.
Like, how do companies even wrap their heads around all this, let alone actually do it?
Yeah.
And don't even get me started on the data privacy stuff. Feels like a minefield out there.
Mm. Oh, you are not wrong to be thinking about that, for sure. Both Kone and Comore are very clear. Data privacy. It's not optional. It's essential.
Yeah.
Transparency is key. People need to know how their data is being used to, you know, shape these metaverse experiences. Mm. And on the tech side, Kone is a big proponent of starting small. You don't need to create a whole immersive world right out of the gate, you know?
So more like dipping your toes in instead of, what's that expression, trying to boil the ocean.
There you go. Uh-huh. Find a specific use case, maybe something like those AR elements we're seeing everywhere. Those are a great place to start.
Okay. That makes a lot more sense.
Or even think about virtual events.
Oh, true.
Those have already taken off, and they give you a good taste of what's possible. You can connect with customers, you can showcase your products, and you can collect data on what works and what doesn't.
Learn by doing, right? It's kind of like, what were those first websites like?
Oh, totally.
A little clunky, but then all of a sudden, boom, everything changed. But I got to say, this time, the learning curve feels way steeper.
It definitely is steeper, yeah. But the payoff, it could be massive. Kone's really excited about how much easier it'll be to collaborate in the metaverse. Just imagine you've got teams all over the world working together in real time, all in the same virtual space.
And not just like boring meetings.
Oh, no, no.
But actual design sessions, brainstorming, all that. You know, I did this VR training once for new software. It's a little janky, but I learned so much faster than just clicking through slides.
See, and that's exactly what I'm talking about. Training is such a good use case for this tech. Onboarding new employees in a space where they can, I don't know, practice realistic situations, but without any of the real-world risks. The metaverse opens up so many possibilities.
Okay, you've got me feeling optimistic again. But I think we need to address the elephant in the room. There are probably some people listening who are thinking, okay, that's all well and good for Nike with their fancy virtual sneakers. But what about my industry? I sell insurance, you know. Comer does talk about the Nike thing, but he goes way beyond sneakers. Like, he mentions surgeons practicing in virtual operating rooms.
Oh, wow.
Students exploring ancient Rome, you know, without leaving their desks.
Yeah.
Is it really that limitless?
Well, I think that's what's so exciting. And maybe a little scary, right? We're not talking about just recreating the physical world. We're talking about breaking free from it.
Yeah.
So what if you could give a sales pitch from, I don't know, the surface of Mars?
Okay, that's pretty wild.
Or shrink your customer down to, like, the size of an atom to show off your nanotech?
Okay, now you're blowing my mind.
The only limit is our imagination, really.
Okay, see, that's the good stuff. I like where your head's at. But before we get too carried away with the what-ifs, there's one more thing Cohn brings up.
Okay.
Spatial computing. I gotta be honest, I wasn't quite sure how that was different from all this AR and VR stuff we've been talking about.
Yeah, so spatial computing is, like, the next step. You know how AR kind of overlays digital stuff onto the real world?
Yeah.
Spatial computing blends those worlds together seamlessly. It uses things like, you know, Apple's Vision Pro to make those digital objects feel real, like they're actually there in the room with you.
Gotcha.
So imagine this. You're showcasing your products, but instead of just an image on a screen, you're projecting life-size holograms that people can, like, touch and interact with, all from their own living rooms.
See, even I need a minute to process that.
Yeah.
That's not just a demo. That's, like, transporting them. No shipping delays, no showroom overhead.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we're just getting started. We haven't even touched on things like personalized virtual assistants, AI-powered customer service, or even the brand new industries that this is all going to create. It's almost impossible to wrap your head around. It's like trying to predict the internet boom from, you know, back when we were all on dial-up.
So what you're saying is, buckle up, Buttercup, because this train's leaving the station.
Buckle up, grab your VR headset, and get ready. Because the question isn't after the metaverse is going to change everything. It's what role are you going to play in shaping it, you know?
I think that's the perfect note to end on. It's time to stop just reading about the metaverse and actually experience it for ourselves. We want to hear your thoughts. How do you see this tech changing your corner of the world? Hit us up on social media. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep exploring, keep innovating, and most importantly, keep diving deep.